years to deal with the development crisis in these countries, whether it's in the Americas or here. There's more on this, but
we'll discuss that in our next time together. Well, that's all the time we have for this evening's program. I want to thank Ibrahim Krasrouni and Rob Prince. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Hemispheres.
All righty. Take care, you all.
Yep.
See you.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks again for tuning into Hemispheres. I've been your host, Jim Nelson, and tune in again next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Stay tuned for Cabaret. The time is 7 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. It's time now for the Cabaret program.
Good evening. You're tuned to the Cabaret Show here on listener-supported KGNU Boulder, Denver. My name is George. I'm really happy to have back here in the studio with us a Silent Bear. It's been a while since I've seen you in this room, but it's always great to have you, always great to have your music. So you play a few songs for us, and we'll come back and chat in a few minutes after that.
Sure, it sounds good. Thanks for having me again. So I'm going to start off with a song about the water, because without the water, where would we all be today? So called The Water Is Life. There's a spirit in the water. There's a spirit in the water. There's a spirit in the water, and the spirit is life, and the spirit is the life, and the spirit is life. Water is the place which we all come from, nestled in the womb on the day that we were born. Holds us all together, keeps our bodies strong. It's the medicine, it's what we're all made of. Treated like your mother, like the source of all life. We succumb to the sickness, we will surely die. There's a spirit in the water. There's a spirit in the water. There's a spirit in the water. And the spirit is life. And the spirit is the life. And the spirit is life. It's the blood of Mother Earth running through her veins. It's the wild raging ocean. It's the rivers, banks, and streams. It's the source of erosion. It's the vapor in your breath. It's the living life of creation running round the bend. Hold it to be sacred. Keep it clear and pure. We succumb to the sickness. Life will be no more. prophecy once spoke of a culture ruled by greed, where the rule of the oppressors kills the very things that we need. Come to a crossroads, a fork in the road. If we walk with the Creator, we'll surely make it home. But if we walk the other road of destruction and lies, we'll wallow in the poison and we will surely die. There's a spirit in the water. There's a spirit in the water. There's a spirit in the water. And the spirit is life. And the spirit is the life. And the spirit is life. Spirit is the water. The water is life. The spirit is the water. The water is life. The spirit is the water. The water is life. All right, so that's called Water is Life. So I want to change the harmonica here and get into another one. So. The other thing that we can't live without is our breath. So this one here is going to be about that. I know I was very troubled to see that man choke to death on YouTube, and then nobody wanted to do anything about it. And then it's continuing on and on. So I wrote a song for this man. It's called Eric's Song. KKK in the Southern Sun, they lynched a man and left him there to hang. Racist history of the USA, it's on display and still here today. I can't breathe, you're choking the justice out of me. I can't breathe. Where's compassion and decency? I can't breathe. I'm just struggling to be free, but I can breathe. I can breathe. A crooked cop out on patrol flashes his license, takes out his gun. Colored man with outstretched hands takes a bullet to his head and falls down to the ground. I can't breathe, you're choking the justice out of me. I can't breathe, what happens to compassion and decency? I can't breathe. I'm just struggling to be free, but I can breathe. I can breathe. We voted for change, but got the same old thing, the same deception, the same disease. The mother of a child is a weeping and crying. Got the news today that no one will pay. It's murder to one, to another ain't no crime. When you're wearing a badge, you get off most of the time. You're a goner on the corner, hustling for a dime. The cops around like it's Julie anytime. One lashes out and grabs his neck, and despite his pleas, he's dragged down to his death. I can't breathe, choking the justice out of me. I can't breathe. What happened to compassion and decency? I can't breathe. I'm just struggling to be free, but I can't breathe. I can't. So one of the most powerful things in music and songwriting is empathy. You know, if you could put yourself in somebody else's shoes and feel what they're feeling. And, you know, I never had a child, but I sat next to a man. He had to see his young daughter pass away. I sat and made prayers with him, and then I had a good friend recently lost his companion, and then I went up to South Dakota, and they're preparing for a funeral for a 12-year-old girl who died of leukemia. So I was thinking about trying to process all this, and this blues popped into my head. It's called There's a Pain in the World. There's a pain in the world. There's a pain in the world. Lord have mercy. There's a pain in the world. There's a hole in my heart. There's a Lord have mercy, there's a hole in my heart. There's a tear in my eye, there's a tear in my eye. Lord have mercy, there's a tear in my eye. There's a woe hanging down. There's a woe hanging down. Lord have mercy. There's a woe hanging down. She just laid down and died. She just laid down and died. There's a pain in the world. She just laid down and died. It just ate her away. It just ate her away. There's a pain in the world. It just ate her away. I just buried my child. I just buried my child. Lord have mercy. There's a pain in the world. There's so many things that you can't understand. It's the rule of creation, and it's at your command. There's a pain. There's a pain in the world. Lord have mercy. There's a pain in the world. There's a pain in the world. There's a pain in the world. Death don't have no mercy. There's a pain in the world.
Silent Bear with us on the Cabaret this evening if you're just tuning in. Been playing around Boulder, gosh, for quite a long time. We were just talking about you playing with John Lanson. I know you've played with Lionel Young as well. And then looking at your CD that came out 2014, it is called The Green Lion. A remarkable list of people you collaborated with that are on that CD as well. I don't know. I could run down the list, but how'd you meet, or maybe mention a few of those people, and like how got to know them, and how you got them on the.
When I first came to town, I think one of the first things I heard about was a blues jam session down at a club called Round Midnight, and it was hosted by Lionel Young, and then Mark Diamond, and then just from there, I just met a floodgate of great local musicians, you know. Mm-hmm. Like Ricardo Pena is on there. He plays some B3 organ. And then I met a drummer there named Audrey Dillard, female drummer. I've been working with her lately. And then a guy named Kevin Smith, also percussionist drummer. So just from there, and then, you know, then just from being around town, I remember there was a club, the Redfish, down there. You know, they used to have world music and reggae on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I went in there, and there's this incredible drummer just playing, getting all the hits right. And I said, man, if I ever do a recording, I'm going to ask that. And his name is Paco. He's a drummer from Ghana. His band was called By All Means for a while. Now it's changed up. And then I met a man named Morgan Harris. He was doing sound at, I think, one of those clubs there. It changed name. It might have been Shug's at that time, but then it was like 40 other different names. So I got, he's also an engineer, and he's the one that engineered the record and played bass on it as well.
Okay, cool. I want to mention him also on the CD, Dave Willey, who's no stranger to us here at KGNU.
Oh, yeah, I know him way back from the early Penny Lane days. Theater.
Theater and Thinking Plague, and he's doing the Ligia Mare with Farrell Lowe, I think, these days.
Yeah, he's, definitely. I hear Dave's voice a lot. You know, I just had him on another recording. We did a remake of this Woody Guthrie song. I was hearing that, we were going for that kind of ghostly Tex-Mex thing. And I said, we need Dave really on our recording.
Yeah. So props to Dave if you're out there. Who else? Greg Schockett, Glenn Taylor, Bonnie Payne, and Daniel Rodriguez from Elephant Revival as well.
Yeah, I got to do a benefit with them at the Boulder Theater. They called it the Buffalo Heart Benefit, it's to raise funds for people up on the Pine Ridge Reservation and, food drive, and they hosted it, and had Lee Plenty Wolf and the Plenty Wolf Singers there, and a bunch of good local music groups.
Right. So speaking of local music groups, so on Sunday you're doing the second anniversary, the Pete Seeger birthday potluck and benefit. That's at the Unitarian Church on, I think I wrote the address down, 7,000 Pennsylvania, something like that.
5,000.
5,000 Pennsylvania. And a lot of people playing with that as well. Maybe we'll talk more about that event later on in our next break when we talk about the person who it's in honor of, and we'll talk about who it's benefiting as well. These songs on the last CD, how long had you been holding on to those songs before recording them? It seems like you write a lot, so having the Eric Garner song, so that's a recent event.
Well, the ones on these CDs, they're actually collaborations. I studied philosophy at CW Post College back in the early 90s, and I had a great professor there. His name was Arthur Lothstein, and we kind of bonded on some classes I was taking with him, and one day out of the blue, he sent me some lyrics, and I had mostly written on my own up until that point, but I said, I could hear something, so I started working, and then we continued that collaboration, probably started in 96 up until like the current day, so that's, this CD mainly focuses on those collaborations.
So these are ideas and the songs that have been around with you for quite a long time.
Yeah, some of them, and then some of them were more recent, he gave me an initial idea, I write the music, then maybe it needed another part, like a bridge or another verse. This is definitely a collaborative process.
Right. How long did it, how long was the process of recording all of these songs?
I'd say it took like a few years, because like you said, you mentioned we had a lot of session players come in, so each one would have to come in, and then we'd remix it with their part, and then, it might need this, it might need that. And then we had some people on the East Coast, my old time bro, Khalil Kwame Bell, great percussionist. He was featured on my first CD, it was pretty much a duo, and we performed so I definitely wanted to have him on there. So we had to get somebody to track him out east and then send the tracks back.
Yeah, right. Well, the technology, I guess, that's making those kind of collaborations.
Pete wasn't used to. He's like, we're going to have him play to a track. He's like, where's your guitar?
Why aren't you here with us in the room right now? So if you are just tuning in with us in the room right now, Silent Bear, joining us on the Cabaret this evening. My name is George. We're with you until 8 o'clock tonight, bringing you live music each Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. I think in this next set, you're going to play a song for us, then we're going to hear a couple tracks from your latest CD entitled The Green Lion.
Yeah, I figure, sometimes it's funny, this music business is funny, Somebody will see you playing a gig or solo acoustic guitar, or they'll see you at an open mic, and then you'll call them up, I'd like to book my band somewhere. They say, no, but you're that guy with the acoustic guitar that sings folk songs. It's like, no, I do that. You have to be famous to get away with it. Like Neil Young, and he does this. Then he does this thing with Crazy Horse, or Bruce Springsteen will tour solo album, then he'll go out with the E Street Band, But if you're just some local guy in Boulder, Colorado, they say, you're the guy with the acoustic guitars.
So we'll get a nice sample of what you sound like with the band on the CD. So great. Silent Bear with us on the Cabaret. Ready for us.
Yeah, I keep in the capo too. This one's all complicated.
And then you can always hear, find archives of the Cabaret. Go to kgnu.org/cabaret with a K. You can also find those archives on afterfm.com, KGNU's all music website. For more information about this Cabaret or previous ones that have aired in the past.
Well, on this one, I'm going to kind of continue on with a theme that I struck with the song about Eric Garner. You know, I remember a few years ago, I heard that Clint Eastwood, he was going to do a film on J. Edgar Hoover. So I was kind of looking forward to it, you know, and then I saw it. I was a little disappointed because he kind of focused in on this kind of homosexual relationship between him and his partner. You know, I didn't really want to know if he wore a blue dress or a red dress or something like that. I know I wanted, he did like the COINTELPRO. I wanted to know about that, how all the minority groups were targeted and what he did to Dr. Martin Luther King, what happened to Malcolm X, what's happening to Leonard Peltier, and Mumia Abu-Jamal, you know. So this one's called The Great Big Lie. FBI, Jigga Hoover and the Great Big Lie fabricates and falsify. There ain't no honor in the FBI. Hoover led his G-Man and blackmail and deceit, sent them out to roll men of color on the street, trumped up with paranoia, racism and fear, to neutralize the radicals and make them all disappear. FBI, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover and the Great Big Lie fabricates and falsify. There ain't no honor in the FBI. Like an insidious Gestapo, they no knock down your door, leaving wounded Black Panthers bleeding on the floor. Targeted for destruction by whatever means it takes, killing all the messiahs, filling hearts with hate. FBI, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover and the Great Big Lie pulled the strings and run and hide. There ain't no honor in the FBI. Get up and stand up, stand up for your rights, yeah. Get up and stand up, don't forget to fight. Martin Luther King was a leader of this land, spoke of equality and justice, and walking hand in hand. The Cuba didn't like this, so we set out to destroy this good message for the people and brought him down in his evil ploy. FBI, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover and the great big lie. Fabricate and falsify. There ain't no honor in the FBI. They're railroaded Leonard Peltz here. Sent him all to jail, 'cause he stood up for his people and it was a threat to them. Like Crazy Horse before him in a political charade, in a smokescreen of deception, he was wronged and betrayed. Well, they named a building for him and awarded what he did. Though he murdered for his daily bread and kept the secrets well hid. Stands like a false idol on a Babylonian street. Oh, like a man, woman in a red dress trying to be discreet. FBI, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover and the great big lie. Fabricate, falsify. There ain't no honor in the FBI. I thought that I'd sing this song to set the record straight, so appearances don't deceive you. We'll be on the same page. It's time to clean house now. Start again anew. The foundation of truth and justice. Wipe away the old residue. FBI, FBI, J. Edgar Hoover and the great big lie. Fabricate and falsify. There ain't no honor in the FBI. The FBI, the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover and the great big lie. Pull the strings, then run and hide. There ain't no honor in the FBI. So they were going to run one from the CD. This one kind of stuttered off like shot a man in Reno just to watch him die kind of song. You know, my Arthur sent me some lyrics and in that vein, but then kind of took on a different life. We kind of referenced our friends there, George Bush and Dick Cheney. So a little of the Iraqi situation. So this one's here is called No Country for Evangeline.
Thank you. come around. Johnny, come around. Johnny, come around. Johnny, come around. Across the border. Johnny, come around. Hard this time. Johnny, come around. From the slaughter. Evangeline at his side. Johnny wears the sins like a badge of honor. Shot a man for pure delight. Carved him up with his daddy's sling blade. Scattered the pieces in broad daylight. Johnny come a riding across the river. Johnny come a riding swinging a scythe. Johnny come a riding blood from his liver. Speared on the flanks of his horse's hide. Shaves his face with a sliver. Looks into the mirror of his daughter's eyes. He hears a voice that makes him shiver. Singing, Daddy, be good for Evangeline. Daddy, be good for Evangeline. Swinging by their necks from the gallows, bathing in oil and in their mother's blood. Johnny come a storming through the village, raping and a pillaging all around. Removed a shoe and threw it at the pulpit, waterboarding in a Cuban town. Johnny come a riding into the valley. Johnny come a riding like the angel of death. Johnny come a riding. Swinging his scythe till there's nothing left. Soul to soul at the crossroads, slouching towards Kansas at the end of time. Body tattooed with the ink of darkness. There ain't no country for Evangeline. No, there ain't no country for Evangeline. There ain't no country for Evangeline.
The next one we're going to run from the CD, a reference to Leonard Peltier in the previous song. The way I got to know Pete Seeger is we did a benefit concert for Leonard together in New York City at the Beacon Theater 2012. And I had written some lyrics to one of his old songs. He had written a song called Bring 'Em Home, protesting the Vietnam War. So I said we could change it around a little bit and call it Bring Him Home, bring Leonard Peltier home from prison after 40 years of unjust incarceration. I guess I could have played it here tonight, but you know, we got the great Legendary Pete is on there on this recording. We got honored to be able to record him in his home. And then we added the great David Amram, who was in this very studio a few months ago on flute and penny whistle. So this is called Freedom for Leonard Peltier, Bring Him Home.
Bring him home. Bring him home. You got a lot of good words there.
Bear, or Silent Bear with Pete Seeger from your album that came out in 2014 entitled The Green Lion. And I was just coming how cool David Amram's flute sounded on that.
Yeah, he's a master. The way we got to collaborate is after we did the concert in December, I was invited back in June to perform the song again at the Clearwater Revival Festival, the one that Pete started with his wife, Toshi, you know, to clean up the Hudson River. Mm-hmm. And we had arranged to do this tribute to Leonard, and they had this backstage area where there was food, and I seen David there with all his ornaments. I'm like, I knew he was a supporter of Leonard's, because we had spoken on the phone before. He said, "Hey, do you want to join me on this thing?" So, yeah, sure, I'll be there. So we come, and then Pete, the diplomat that he is, he says, "You know, this time I just want to hear how it sounds from the audience, you know." So he's going to listen from the. But then midway, Margot Thunderbird played before that we were going to do this. And midway during her set, you know, along comes this golf cart. And there's Pete with a banjo slinged on his back, you know, and he just charges right up on stage. And I had to set up the microphone for him, you know, all of a sudden he starts singing along with Margot playing along. And then graciously stayed on the stage to play the song. And him, David, and I... did it. So after we recorded it, I said, "Well, I'm hearing like we could get David on there to do something."
Very, very cool. So it's this coming Sunday, correct? Is the second annual?
After Pete passed, you know, I wanted to do something special because he really touched my heart as a human being and just a great, you know, ambassador or whatever, you know, to this life, you know, as where what an example he set to people that write songs and people that stand up for things, you know. And one thing he always liked to say is like, do something in your own community, you know. You know, that's the way the world's going to get better, you know, many small things, you know, clean something up in your own you know, do a neighborhood watch, you know, get drugs out of your community or to do that, or clean up a river, you know, that's like right beside, you know, where you live, you know, you got like almost common sense, you know, where you live, you know, that's where you do your action, you know. So say the best way to do that, do a concert right here in our own community, you know, and then every year we'll benefit a different organization, you know, that Pete would have supported. And we had these young guys last year. A lot of you in the community might know them. They're called Earth Guardians, and and they're pretty amazing. One is 14 and one's 12, and they're the premier environmental activists in the world. You know, they're talking to the world leaders. They're traveling all over the world. They're forming youth groups, you know, throughout the different countries, and it's pretty amazing what they're doing. They have their office here in Boulder. So last year they were gracious enough to, they also do environmental conscious rap, you know, so they're good at it. So we had them do it last year, and a little break it up. Like, you don't want to get too like the old folkies, you know, and we don't want to get stiff in our chairs, you know, and too many folk songs, you know. So I say, Pete always liked to, you know, at the Clearwater Fair, you wouldn't see him at the folk music. You would see him down, you know, checking out Toshi Regan doing some R&B. And then you'd see him at the salsa stage, you know, the dance stage. You know, then you'd see him at the river doing the Native American river blessing, you know, with that, playing his flutes and singing, you know, river songs, you know. So that's what Pete was about, diversity. And so that's what we're trying to get, that feeling. At once a year, you know, honor his life.
You know, Pete Seeger, to me, I know growing up, you know, my mother had, growing up in the 70s, my mother had a couple, you know, Pete Seeger records, and I just have early memories of playing those. And kind of, I think what his music did to me, it was like, you could, you know, music was meaningful. It did something for your community, but it also could be fun and entertaining. And I think that was like, he brought, fun and joy, and also, the folk revival in that movement and serious social commentary.
Yeah, for
as much going on. So kind of representing all the things that music can mean to people.
For the last 20 years of his life or so, most of the music that he did was in classrooms with young kids. He'd go teach them how to sing, and he had a grasp of some children's songs, and Woody Guthrie had written a whole bunch of children's songs, so that that's what he would do.
I had his banjo book, and it I think one line that I remember is like, people ask me if I could read music, and his response was, well, not enough to affect my playing.
He said that when I was at his home. He said that's my all-time bestseller,
it's a great book.
How to Play the Banjo.
Wow, this hour is just flying by. So I think on kjnu.org/cabaret, you have a Facebook page, I believe, for this event to learn more about that. I think what KJNU is, Elena Claver and Fergus Stone will be there in addition to, who else? Earth Guardians, you mentioned.
Yeah, the legendary Harry Tuff from that Denver folklore. He's going to be over there. Dave Hard, I think they're calling themselves the Wallpaper House Band now or something like that. They do a bunch of folk musicians from the community, and Peter Levine and the great Lakota cedar flute player. We were talking about that, how Pete loved the cedar flute. We're going to have a man, his name is Calvin Standing Bear. He's a worldwide recording artist. He really plays a beautiful... I told him, when he plays that speed, Pete's spirit's going to be smiling.
So and that's happening at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 5001 Pennsylvania. I looked it up right there near Eisenhower Middle School there. Gosh, we got about 8 minutes left. Got a couple more songs. You could just play us out. And once again, a silent bear with us on the cabaret. Thanks so much for coming here and hanging out with us. It's always a pleasure to see you and check in with what you're up to.
Well, here's one of Pete's that I've been working on for the concert. One thing I think that Pete wouldn't be so down with, if you're going to protest, do it nonviolently. He was a student of Martin Luther King Jr. I mean, it's not always possible, but this is one he wrote after 9/11. He calls it "Take It from Dr. King." Down in Alabama, 1955. Not many of us here tonight within a line. Old Baptist preacher led a bus boycott. He showed the way to a brand new day without firing a shot. Don't say you can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Oh, it must have been an exciting 13 years. Young heroes, young heroines, there was laughter, there was tears. Sitting at lunch counters, even dancing in the street. To think it all began with Sister Rosa refusing to give up her seat. Don't say you can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King. You too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Songs, songs kept just going and going. They didn't realize the millions of seeds they were sowing. Singing at marches, even singing in jail. Songs gave the courage to believe they would not fail. Don't say you can't be done. The battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King. You too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. It's back in Alabama, 1955. Since 9/11, we wonder, will this world survive? The world learned a lesson from Dr. King. We can survive, we can, we will. And so we sing, don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun. Don't say it can't be done, the battle's just begun. Take it from Dr. King, you too can learn to sing, so drop the gun.
I won't bear with us on the cabaret. Again, Pete Seeger's second annual benefit potluck dinner. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. at the first, or the Unitarian Universalist Church. Bring a dish to share. I think you'd find information about donations and whatnot, supporting the Earth Guardians. And thanks again. We got time for one more. Place out.
Well, I'll play this one I wrote after Pete passed, you know. He signed my book in a real special way. He says, you know, when he wrote letters to people, he would say, and you keep on, you know, keep on doing what I know, what I support what you're doing. Keep up. So it's called Keep On. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. You filled our hearts with love and song. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. Sail on, clear waters, sail on. Sail on, clear waters, sail on. Sail right on through to the great beyond. Sail on, clear waters, sail on. Sing a weird song. Yes, son, sing a weird song. Sing it long and loud. Hard and strong, sing a weary song. Pay the path to peace. Pay the path to peace. Reach out your hand, lay down your arm. Sing, all children, sing. Sing, all children, sing. Sing all together, let freedom ring. Sing, all children, sing. Row your boat to shore. Don't row no more, row your boat to shore. Sail into the blue, sail into the blue. Greetings to Toshi and to Woody. Sailing to the blue. The rivers rise again. Oh, the rivers rise again. The rivers rise and the song ascends. Fare thee well, my friend. Keep keep on, dear Peter, keep on. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. You filled our hearts with love and song. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on. You filled our hearts with love and song. Keep on, dear Peter, keep on.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Now Playing, Colorado's own television series airing every Saturday night at 10 p.m. on CPT Channel 12. Now Playing brings you sounds of Colorado's musicians to you and explores the creative community, beer, cuisine, stories, and art that inspire their songs and live performances. More information can be found at nowplayinglive.org or by watching Now Playing Saturday nights at 10 p.m. on Channel 12. Now Playing is a Denver Film Company production. You're tuned in to KGNU, Denver, Boulder.
Tune into Corriente here on KGNU, Denver, Boulder. My name is Catherine, and I will be your host until 10 p.m. tonight. We just heard a track out of Bolivia. That was Villa Victoria Sound System.